Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That's Carol King with I Feel the Earth Move on 1FM live and local at 8 minutes past eight. Now, have you seen that fantastic multi-million dollar building taking shape down at Emerald Bank? It's called MOVE, the Museum of Vehicle Evolution, and it is going to be opening soon. And joining us on the line to tell us about it today is the new Chief Executive Officer of MOVE. He starts the job today, Peter Hill. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning to your listeners.
So you haven't even got your feet under the desk yet?
No, you've got me before I've even walked through the door.
Fantastic. We like to be on point here at 1FM. So tell us all about this fabulous museum that's going to be opening, because it's obviously about motor vehicles, as the title suggests, but that's not all it's about, is it?
No, not at all. It's certainly a celebration of vehicles and the importance of vehicles in transporting the Golden Valley and the history of the Golden Valley and the making of the Golden Valley, but certainly a lot more than that. We have an amazing bicycle collection from Charlie Farron, and really exciting part of MOVE is the Lyle Thompson clothing collection, which Lyle and Brian are the former Shepparton Identities, and Lyle has been collecting some clothing for the last four decades, and this display is over 10,000 pieces. It dates back to the first fleet, so it's a really exciting display.
I've seen some pictures. They look absolutely amazing. Very elaborate costumes.
Yeah, absolutely. Not just the costumes, but also all of the things that go with costumes. I mean, there's a fantastic catalogue of laces and tats. Shoes, jewellery. It's really quite an amazing collection. I was blown away when I first saw it. I wondered whether it'd be something that people would see, but I can see that people will travel just to see that.
Now, most of us, myself and people listening, have probably been down to the Shepparton Motor Museum in the past, but this is an extra 10,000 square metres, I understand?
Yeah, correct. It's enormous. It's just under 10,000 square metres. We've got, in fact, part of it is a 1 acre open undercover area. When I say open on two sides, where we intend running our markets, which used to be once a month. We're going to run them every week once we open.
Markets? Tell me more about that.
Well, Emerald Bank's always had a farmer's market once a month, and it was a successful thing. But what we've had is a lot of inquiries from the traders. They've seen the area, the undercover area. So, of course, we're always dependent upon the weather. When the market was out in the open in the car park, but with an acre of undercover area, we've now got a place where people can have their markets every week.
So tell me about the cars. I know that's a very broad question, but you've obviously got modern cars, old cars, vintage cars, a lot of trucks.
Yes, we've got all of that. We've got some pretty interesting stuff. If anyone remembers the Back to the Future movies, we've actually got a DeLorean in there, the car that they put the 2.1 gigawatt machine in and went back to the future.
But and does it take you back to the future, or is it just...
I've been frightened to press the button.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But no, look, all sorts of cars from all sorts of eras, from as you say, old to new, and some fantastically modified vehicles. Trucks the same. We've got some iconic trucks from the local region. The trucking community's been incredibly generous in how they've got behind MOVE. In fact, without them, we wouldn't have got a start. And we've got, as I say, some iconic trucks, some wonderful trucks, and they're coming in over the next couple of weeks as their owners put the last bit of polish and tyre black on them before they arrive at MOVE.
Now, we just mentioned that you are day one in the job as the new boss of the MOVE down there at Emerald Bank, but you've had years and years working for a logistics company. From that point of view, what do you see the role of this museum as, you know, as doing for Shepparton?
Look, I think what it'll do is it will highlight how important transport and logistics are to this region, and get people to understand that there's more about trucks than just driving a truck. The business that I've just come from, that I spent 25 years at, had 88 staff and 16 different jobs in that business, and one of them was truck driving. So I think it'll just show people, one, the importance of the industry, the history of the industry, and certainly MOVE is not something that's just going to have old dusty things sitting there for months and months. It's going to be turning over quite regularly. It's going to be interactive. We've actually got a Kenworth cabin where people can come and simulate driving a truck around the Shepparton region. So there's lots to see and lots to promote as far as not just the industry, but more so the region. What we're wanting is for people to come to Shepparton, have a reason more than just to come up to, say, SPC factory sales and fill their boot. We want them to look at Sam. We want them to come to MOVE, and we want them to stay the night and spend some money and time in this great region.
Yeah, on that, that's a bit challenging at the moment, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. But look, we've got fingers, toes and everything crossed that there might be an announcement this week that'll help us head towards an opening.
So when would you like to open? Yesterday?
Well, our plan was to be open now. The board's decided that once there is a positive announcement for the region that they'll meet and make a decision around the opening. But if we get a good decision from the Premier this week, then I think that we'd be open within the next couple of weeks. But that'll certainly come out on social media. People will know what's happening.
What's your focus in the new job? What would be your greatest aim with MOVE?
To make it a premier attraction, not just for the Goulburn Valley, but for Australia.
Well, good luck with that, and please keep us up to date as to when it's opening. And looks terrific, by the way, lit up at night. Well, I say at night, when I'm coming into the studio, it's about 5 a.m. It still looks terrific with the big MOVE lit up and blue and red different lights, and certainly looking very attractive from the outside.
Yeah, well, look, if you think it looks that good from the outside, Terry, wait till you come on the inside.
I look forward to seeing it. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Peter Hill. He's the Executive Officer of the Museum of Vehicle Evolution, to be opened soon. Good luck with the new job, Peter.
Thank you very much, Terry, and have a great day.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? A Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
The local property market is hot, and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Goulburn Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we will be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Hi, Daryl from Aussie Ag Supplies. I've been around tractors for many years, and myself and the girls in the office can help you with tractor parts. We supply new parts for Ferguson, McCormick, Ford, Fiat, New Holland, Sami, Lamborghini, Landini, Deutz, plus others. We also buy and sell used tractors and supply all orchard equipment and vineyard equipment. So call me, Daryl, on 0428 235000. I will repeat that, 0428 235000.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.